5.20 is to discuss the way in which scientific conclusions about controversial issues, such as what actions should be taken to reduce global warming, or the degree to which humans are affecting global warming, can sometimes depend on who is reaching the conclusions. Well, yes, of course it can depend on who's reaching the conclusions. And this is an example of an area of science where the scientists are pretty much agreed on what's going on. But it's economists, politicians, and the odd few scientists who we would refer to as being quite maverick, who are disagreeing about global warming. Now, as far as scientists are concerned, global warming is real, it's caused by humans, and the failure to do something is going to result in a severe change in lifestyle for us, the extinction of a number of different species, the increase in numbers of extreme weather events, more drought, etc., etc. As far as the majority of scientists are concerned, absolutely action should be taken now. It's one of the global priorities. We stand to lose a fair bit of agricultural crop space. The population cannot be sustained, and it's even less likely to be sustained with the amount of food growing area that's going to be lost. Entire countries could be wiped out by the catastrophic floods and sea level rises. However, politicians have to balance up the need to take action with the need to conserve funds for more immediate problems. So you could bung in £5 billion to ensure that in 50 years' time we have 100% renewable energy sources, or you could put the same amount of money into funding schools or hospitals and so on. And for politicians whose livelihoods depend on them being elected again, it's a no-brainer for them. You have to do there what will be the best in the short term. And often that's the attitude that's taken, that a long-term goal like that is too nebulous. It will also involve a fair bit of hardship initially. People don't like having to recycle. They don't like having to buy expensive fuel. They don't like being taxed for using cars. People in general do not want to undergo hardship now for benefits later. It's worth playing Pascal's wager with this. There's a quite good video, I may be able to find the link for it, discussing either global warming is real or it isn't. Also, either we can do something about it or we don't. And if global warming is not real, but we do something anyway, then we've wasted a lot of money and we're in trouble. If global warming is not real and we don't do anything, then, well, we lock out, don't we? If global warming is real and we do something, then it's still going to be painful, but we'll avert quite a major disaster. However, if global warming is real and we don't do anything, then we stand to have a very sorry state of affairs, and quite possibly as the end point of this, we could have the destruction of the human race. You know, Earth will be fine. Earth will get over it in time. It's our own survival that we're really worried about. So those are some of the things that it's worth considering when you're discussing this. And remember that this is a controversial issue, but not in the way that you might think. It's not a controversial science issue, it's a controversial social issue.